the Memorare. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly to you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you I come, before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy, hear and answer me. Amen.
All across the Gulf South,
it's 7 a.m.
Time to wake up
on Catholic Community Media.
Good morning. You're listening to Wake Up on this beautiful Wednesday morning. You are tuning your heart to the truth with us today. I'm Gabby Smith, along with Johnny Hebert and David Dawson. Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. Boy, I tell you what, I am loving coming to work with the sunshine. You know, I can actually see the parking lot and park between the lines. I know where I'm going now. Isn't it nice?
It's nice. <Yes. laughs> Love this time of year.
Yes.
It's gorgeous out there. It's going to be a beautiful day, isn't it? And today we are calling upon some apostles, our saints of the day, our Philip and James. So big guys. Walk with
Double-header.
Us today. Yeah, man. So in fact, we'll hear about from Philip in our gospel today. But first, let's get our day started off in prayer and ask them to intercede for us as we pray in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. O Almighty God, you reveal yourself in prayer, and you help us to take our first steps toward everlasting life. Greater still, it is in coming to know you and to love your Son, Jesus Christ, that we may already behold the promise of eternal life. In your wisdom, you've given us many great saints who walked in deep love with Jesus so that we may not stumble and fall. And so today, we call upon the apostles Saints Philip and Saint James to lead us to you, that we may be steadfast in the ways that lead us home to you and to eternal life. We pray this through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Looking forward to your gospel reflection, Johnny. That's coming up in about 6 minutes. In 18 minutes, Malachi Fallon joins us. He is the executive director with Xavier Society for the Blind, and he's going to be talking about the wonderful ministry they do over there to aid those who are blind, to give them, missals and Bibles and anything that has to do with the Mass in Braille, and how we can support this ministry. So looking forward to talking to Malachi later on. In 35 minutes, Dina Dow joins us. She is the Director of Evangelization and Catechesis for the Diocese of Baton Rouge. And today we're going to be talking about how to have a faith-filled summer, which is crazy to me because...
Yes.
School year is almost over.
Yeah, but that's crazy. You're right. Yeah, you're right. Keep us on track. Summer. Dina's in the studio, by the way, right now. So every now and then, if you hear a comment that sounds, it's Dina. It's Dina. There she is. If you're watching
Dina.
On TV. Yes.
Good morning.
We're so glad to have you with us. A faith-filled summer, of course, so we're going to be getting some insights from you. And in 48 minutes, Donald Midkiff joins us. He's a camp director and a Brother Martin High School alumni in New Orleans, and he's going to be talking about upcoming summer camp. So if you're looking for something for the kiddos this summer, then maybe consider a Brother Martin summer camp. We'll give you details about that later on in today's show. But I did want to say real quick, yesterday was Give NOLA Day, and we raised $1,225. Thank you so much for your generous contribution and donations during Give NOLA Day. And if you have any events happening in our listening area this summer or even next week that you want to tell us about, we will put it on our events calendar absolutely free. You can go to ccmedia.live and and send it to us, and we'll put it on our calendar. Even if you have a fall event, a Christmas gathering, I know that sounds far away, but we can put that on there, on our calendar.
We're
and
talking
talk about
summer
it.
All day today, and you're throwing in Christmas, okay.
I'm just saying, if you want to plan ahead, send it to us.
You
have that flyer ready printed out? Go ahead and send it to us. We'll post it on our calendar.
I will put my tree up. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about that. We have our gospel and Johnny's reflection coming up. It is 5 past the hour on Wake Up.
Thank you.
Good morning to you. I'm Father Chris Decker, a blessed feast of Saints Philip and James, who are apostles. Our gospel today comes from John chapter 14. Jesus said to Thomas, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you for so long a time, and still you do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, or else believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father. And whatever you ask in my name, I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything of me in my name, I will do it."
Thank you, Father Chris Decker. Well, guys, imagine that you're going on a trip to a big foreign city, and you're going there to meet a doctor who might be the only one who can fix your health situation, maybe even save your life. And you've been following this person in the news. So, you know, some tell you not to go, that this doctor's not reputable. You know, they say it's all hype. But you take a chance. You read up on everything and where to go and what to wear, what to expect. But when you get there, you're really lost. You know, you get all these different directions. And then I'll think a young man approaches you and asks if they can help you. You explain, and he tells you that it's a lot easier, look, if you just follow him. You know, he says, "I'll take you all the way." He says, "Come, I'll take you with me." So you go. And along the way, you know, you strike up a conversation with this person, and he notes that you're limping a little bit. So eventually you tell him why you're there. You find this conversation really enlightening because this guy seems to really know a lot about medicine, and he's able to separate some misconceptions about your situation from the truth regarding the disease you've got. So you find your heart burning, you know, and you hope it's a long way off now because you're enjoying this conversation. You finally arrive and you thank him, and as he leaves, he gives you his business card. And it's only then that you realize that this guy was the very doctor that you had come to see. You know, ooh, you didn't recognize him, though. And so then it hits you. You know, he didn't only show you the way. He was the way. He didn't just tell you what was true. He's the source of everything you've been reading about of what's true. And for life, well, he's going to be the one that can give it to you again. You already feel alive, in fact, because you realize another thing. The pain in your condition, you feel it's actually starting to ease up. So the question is this: what's your next move? What do you do? What's your next move, you know, in that situation? And that's where we are today in our gospel. Jesus makes an audacious claim today. Not one claim, but three inseparable claims that he is the way, the truth, and the life. And, you know, he first noticed something very powerful and relevant, especially for today. Jesus did not say he is a way, a truth, a life. You know, up to this time, the Jews had it pretty close with all types of sayings about following the ways of the Lord. Teach me thy ways, O Lord, and to walk in the truth. The Psalms may say, lead me to the path of life. But these had never been all enfleshed together in a person. So this was really staggering, you know, a thing to say in the ancient world at this time. But of course, now we have the luxury of a risen Jesus that proves everything that he was saying, that there is no other way, no other truth or life to God other than God himself in the flesh. And, you know, as we talk about this being the way, the truth, and the life, they're not philosophies, they're not subjective feelings, they're not emotions, they're not even alternatives. It's a person. It's Jesus Christ. The way is a who. The truth is a who. The life is a who. You come to know the who, and it leads how to live. It leads us to the truth. It leads us to abundant life, not just eternally, but even now. And so here's the next question that comes up is, well, why should the world believe us when we say this? And again, the answer to that, Jesus gives it in the gospel today. You know, he tells us that don't just believe in the words, which have never been equaled by anyone, it's in its brilliance and the eternal truths that are in the gospel, but also by the miracles and by particularly Jesus saying that he would rise from the dead, and he did, as was witnessed by so many as he rose. And none of these came forward to say it was all a lie or deception. So in this way, the world today says that each way is equally good. Everybody can have their own truth. Human life can be redefined in any way that the imagination desires to see itself. And of course, this is madness. This has led to nothing but destruction, to misery, to loneliness, shortened lives, and many other evils. And even on a secular level, though, match that outcome to the life in Christ, and there's no comparison. So why believe them? And again, we can look at this beautiful life of Christ waiting to walk with us. So as we go forward today, let's enter that room with Jesus today, this intimate talk that Jesus has, which happens right before his passion. Feel the emotion when Philip begs Jesus, "Master, show us the Father, that'll be enough." And Jesus, looking into Philip's eyes, even into our eyes, with tears, and he says, "Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still don't know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father." And then, again, put ourselves in that situation. So what are we going to do today? Jesus tells us, "Believe in me, and you will do works even greater than this." That's our task today. And he looks at us, because no matter what we feel, no matter what we say, he's going to go on to that cross. He's going to go on to suffer, but he will rise. That's Easter, and that's the time that we're in, and that's the way and the truth and the life. Powerful gospel today, huh, guys?
Indeed. Yes. And boy, do we need the truth today, you know. Mm-hmm. You had mentioned that everybody has their own truths, and that being the case, well, then there goes the truth. There is no truth anymore, right? I mean, and so suddenly you're looking for that source of truth, and that is what you're talking about today, Johnny. The very source of truth is the truth, and that's Christ. So
we just point to the open tomb. That's proof enough.
Amen.
For me.
Amen.
That's right. I'm walking with that guy.
I need the truth. Yes.
Amen. Well, after this, we're going to be talking with Malachi Fallon about the Xavier Society for the Blind. Powerful, powerful ministry. I thought it fascinating. So stay with us. It's quarter past the hour now on Wake Up.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for May 3rd. Today we celebrate Saints Philip and James. Each of Jesus' apostles was a foundation stone of the church, and so it is with Philip and James. Of today's two saints, we know a bit more about Philip. He came from Bethsaida, the same town as Peter and Andrew, and was called directly by Jesus. Like the other apostles, Philip needed time to realize who Jesus was. At the feeding of the 5,000 who had gathered to hear Jesus, he tested Philip with a question about how so many people could possibly be fed. Philip's reply revealed his human concern that there was not nearly enough money available. At the Last Supper, Philip pleaded with Jesus to show us the Father. Jesus replied, "Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip?" The Apostle James, also known as James the Lesser, is more of a mystery, in part because he is often confused with others named James. Following Jesus' death, James became highly respected by the Jewish community in Jerusalem. Some accounts indicate he was brought before the Sanhedrin and sentenced to death around the year 62. It is believed that Philip, likewise, died a martyr's death. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
And a good morning to you from the whole Wake Up team here this morning. Hope you have a great day as the Lord calls you forward to live out a life of love and service. And we're really excited this morning to have with us again Malachi Fallon. He's the Executive Director for the Xavier Society for the Blind, here to give us an update. Good morning, Malachi.
Good morning. Thank you for having me back. I really enjoyed the opportunity to talk about Xavier Society, so I appreciate the time.
Yeah, I didn't realize 122 years since your founding, right? Something like that?
I'm going to correct you and say 123 years. So we were founded in 1900.
Wow.
Yeah. And your founder, I was reading a little bit about your founder and how you guys have stayed so true to that calling. Tell us about your mission real quick again, if you don't mind.
Sure. So our quick tagline is that we deliver faith and inspiration in Braille and audio. So we started in 1900. We were co-founded by Margaret Cox, a blind a young blind woman who taught blind children, and Father Joseph Stottleman, a Jesuit priest in New York City. So Margaret was teaching what we today would call CCD classes for young children learning about their Catholic faith. And she recognized that her blind students didn't have the same reading materials available that their sighted classmates did. So she wanted to do something about it and got together with Father Stottleman and founded Xavier Society to create religious textbooks for the children in raised print. So we weren't using Braille at that time, but it was one of the predecessors of Braille, New York Point, which was the type of raised print that was being used. And, you know, a large part of what we still do today, in addition to other things, is to provide those textbooks and workbooks for children who are learning about their Catholic faith. And particularly this time of year, we're coming into First Communion season, so we're getting a lot of requests for the books related to First Communion for many of our young blind patrons.
Yeah, I was reading about one of the related to that, what you call balls and balloons as a resource for that. Tell us about that. And a recent post, too, I think you had about balls and balloons.
Oh, is that? Yeah. So it's just, you know, there are different techniques, and, you know, to teach children about Braille and about, you know, reading and the different tools that are available, and that's just one that's available.
That's wonderful. Well, I understand you just got back from VisionServe and to meet. Well, tell us about that and what you've learned. What's going on? I guess globally, nationally, and globally with respect to this wonderful resource.
Yeah. So you know, Xavier Society is a small organization, although we've been around a long time. You know, we're still a relatively small organization. We have 5 full-time employees, and then we rely on, you know, a team of volunteers, volunteer readers and others who help us create audiobooks and help us get the Braille out to our patrons. So it's important for us, and it's important for me, to participate with other groups that serve blind and visually impaired people across the United States and outside of the United States as well. So the VisionServe Alliance is one of those groups, and it's an organization comprised of executive directors like myself and CEOs of organizations that serve blind people in many, many different ways. So it's not just about providing reading materials, but providing training and other types of services, you know, in addition to many other services for people with vision impairment.
Right. So we're talking with Malachy Fallon, the executive director with the Xavier Society for the Blind. Malachy, what can we do right now to help in this mission? We all probably know someone who's visually impaired and understand just how important it is to get the gospel and just educational materials in their hands so that they can thrive as well. So how can we help?
So I think that, you know, this is why I welcome this opportunity. It's just to spread the word, because I think there are many more people out there who we can be serving. So if there's someone in your parish, your neighborhood, your family that could benefit from our resources, one of the most popular offerings we have are the mass propers, basically the Sunday Missalette in Braille. So our patrons take that to mass so that they can actively participate both in the congregation and in many cases as lectors, And we send that out to over 800 people each and every month in the United States and in 20 other countries. So if there are people out there that, who can benefit from our services, we want them to know about us. And they can find out more information about us on our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org, or they can call, if it's easier, they can simply call our 800 number, which is 800-637-9193. So really getting the word out and making sure that we connect with people that can benefit from what we do is very, very important.
Yeah, and that website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org, had an opportunity to go on and take a look at some of the patrons, the people out there that you're talking about. I loved some of these examples. One was from Robert Malunda in Zimbabwe, and then Mary mm-hmm. Clark, who's in Des Moines, and so many others, packed with real stories about how this is making such a difference. So really encourage you to do that. Also, there was some other, what else is, give us an update on what other news is happening with respect to the ministry in addition to how to get a hold of that newsletter.
Well, one of the things that we're trying to do is really create offerings, while staying consistent with our mission of providing the best in Catholic readings and materials related to faith and spirituality. We're really trying to make sure that we offer books in both Braille and audio that are appealing to a wider audience. And one of the recent books we did, and it was appropriate because it came out just around, March Madness, it's called Wake Up with Purpose, What I've Learned in My First 100 Years by Sister Jean Dolores Schmidt, who's the famous nun, and she's connected with the Loyola Chicago basketball team. So it's that inspirational book that wouldn't ordinarily be available in Braille. It's books like that we try to produce that we think, again, will be consistent with our mission and be appealing to many, many people as well.
Yeah, I love some of these audio titles that the people's support of the mission there helps put in their hands. Yeah. I saw you guys have like five people you meet in heaven. Archbishop
right.
Fulton Sheen's famous Life of Christ, got a copy right here behind me. In fact, I love that can have an opportunity to read these, right?
Yeah, there are some of those old favorites and some new additions as well. And we've also started to produce more in both audio and Braille. In Spanish, recognizing that growing segment of the population in the Catholic Church and in the United States. So we do provide the Sunday readings in Braille in Spanish, and we've done a number of audio books in Spanish as well.
Malachi, it's interesting that here we are on Catholic Radio, and we just take it for granted that we're speaking and that we're providing this information and that the media that we provide is going to get to everybody. But unfortunately, we tend to forget, the needs of people that they're visually impaired. So how important are you seeing this? What feedback do you get from your patrons on this, this ministry, put the gospel literally on their hands?
Yeah, I mean, people just, they tell us that it's just essential, it's critical to their faith and personal development. And to your point, I mean, we go to church and the missalette is sitting in front of us, in the pew. We just pick it up and we take it for granted. But there are people with, visual impairment that could benefit from having that material available in large print and in Braille. So we do make the propers available in large print as well for download for individuals. And then, as I said, we send out the mass propers in Braille to over 800 people each and every month. And that amounts to about 750,000 pages of Braille each year.
Wow. Wow. Well, can you give us your website and how to contact you again, Malachi, if you don't mind, for everyone?
Sure. Sure. So the website is XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org, and I just put away the 800 number, but let me get that if you just
we'll post that as
okay.
well.
Okay, well that's great, and the 800 number is probably the best way and talk to our client service coordinator, Saul, who could explain what we do. And if someone's not registered, they can easily register with us and become a regular patron.
Great.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for the... Oh, okay,
800 number. Yeah.
Excellent. Malachi, well, thank you so much for giving us an update. Have a good with Xavier Society for the Blind and informing us. Thank you, sir.
Well, thank you so much again for the opportunity. I really appreciate it.
You bet. You bet. Well, if you're wondering about summer already, and you should be, it's almost upon us. Dina Dow is going to join us to talk about how to have a faith-filled summer. Yeah, got a plan for these things. It's so stay with us. Well, it's half past the hour on Wake Up.
Past the hour, you're listening and watching Wake Up. If you're watching us on Catholic Life TV in Baton Rouge, or if you're looking at us online on YouTube, Facebook, Gabby, all kind of ways. What am I leaving out?
Our app.
Yeah. There we go. Anyway, that was Gabby Smith with Johnny Hebert too. And I'm David Dawson, and I have Dina Dow, the Director of Evangelization and Catechesis with the Diocese of Baton Rouge. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Family member
ciao.
With us.
Ciao, so, buongiorno.
Oh, yeah. Now, look, the reason she's talking like this is because she just came back from Italy.
I did.
Yes.
A pilgrimage with Father Chris Decker and 41 other amazing people. Yeah,
right.
It was
so give us a nutshell.
It was extraordinary.
There is
no nutshell about 2 weeks in the whole
two
and
weeks.
What I call the mothership. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. The homeland.
Okay.
Yeah, we visited. You were basically following the saints is what it boiled down to.
So you didn't start in Rome, did you?
We started in Venice. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
In Venice,
okay.
And visited the Basilica of St. Mark, Piazza di San Marco.
He
is in Venice.
Okay.
Yeah, his remains are in Venice, which was powerful.
Okay.
Yeah, and then we moved on to Padua and, oh gosh, St. Matthew, St. Luke, St. Anthony, which is just unreal.
Did you have to find St. Anthony? I'm kidding.
Oh, no.
Anyway.
He found us. So beautiful. And then we moved on to Florence, which is just, the art is on the inside and the outside of Florence and all
the
over
sculptures
the buildings.
And everything you're talking about?
Yeah, the sculptures and the sacred art and images is just unbelievable. Then we moved into Assisi. Or we, of course, prayed at the tomb of St. Francis and St. Clair, which I wholeheartedly sweated prayers for Catholic Radio Catholic TV, Franciscan, our university, and here in Baton Rouge. Just and then, Mother Angelica was a poor Clair, so it all kind of came tumbling in, and then we moved on to Rome. So we had 4 days in Rome.
4 days.
And we went to all the major basilicas. Prayed at everybody's tomb, mainly underneath St. Peter's. Father Chris Decker was able to celebrate Mass.
I can't imagine.
Near the bones, the remains of St. Peter. And I looked around, I was telling Dave earlier, and all the popes are buried down there among us. So
amazing.
Blessed John Paul I, Pope St. Paul VI was right over my shoulder. Pope Benedict had been laid to rest down there. Of course, we saw above. And St. Peter's, the remains of Pope John the 23rd, and of course St. John Paul the second is there. Anyway, so people that have shaped and formed for me personally the mission that the Lord has so graciously called.
And to have
me
Mass
to serve.
Said right there.
That is insane.
I had to be pretty emotional.
Yeah. I was looking at Father Chris the whole time. I was like, oh, wow, how are you feeling today? And so it was great. I really wholeheartedly, if you can take any pilgrimage to any place, even in the United States, you can go up to the shrine in Hansfield. There we have, Blessed Francis Xavier Silos, just
in
little
Wallach?
Pilgrimages,
right.
Which kind of segues us into what we're really going to talk about
this
today.
This is interesting because what you did, I mean, you're able to still concentrate on your faith while on vacation.
It was wholeheartedly faith, the entire time.
I mean, that's something we don't do in the summer. We kind of drift away, right?
We do. I don't know. Yeah, it seems like there are a lot of challenges and a lot of opportunities in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave this talk on Sunday, this past Sunday at St. Margaret's Church, okay. to the parents of the Parish School of Religion Children's, while the children are in the class. This was their last class. They have adult formation for the parents throughout the year. This was their last class, and Father Jamin said, can you please talk about faith-filled summer, you know, keeping your kids engaged in the faith? So I was thinking about personally raising children and then my experience in the summer. And the first challenge is that it's that age old day two of summer vacation.
Yes.
And the child is like, I am
free.
I'm bored. I'm bored.
I'm bored? Oh, I love it. I love it. Okay.
I'm bored. You know, it's like, oh, good, you're bored. Here's a broom.
Yeah.
Your broom.
Very yeah, good.
So,
yes.
So, like you were saying earlier, you can't believe we're talking about summer, but it's May 3rd, right?
And,
yeah. I'm right on that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so we need to prepare for that for our family and for our children. And as we prepare for like summer vacations or trips, sometimes we have the opportunities to go. So too do we need to prepare each day of how our families are going to grow and continue to grow in prayer, and not just for the summer,
right?
But to continue on through our lives, right? So not to make faith something that we go to on Sundays, but right. that's a part of our everyday. So well, how
for that
can we
matter,
begin
in the summertime? People, a lot of folks go on vacation. Sundays sometimes are skipped,
I
right?
know. Oh, so. But there are so many beautiful churches, and you get to visit, you know, other different churches in the area. So plan your summertime around those events, you know, to intentionally look for masses in your area. And they will be. We used to go camping, but there were masses that were set up the street, you know. So that was one of the things that we did.
While you were camping?
Yeah.
Because I remember hearing that challenge the other day on the radio when somebody said, we're going camping. What do we do?
Yeah.
You know, and it's just a matter of,
you're
going to find somebody, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, that's the beauty of the faith, too, in the Catholic Church, is that there's always a place that you can go to. And it may be a little hall, but you can do it. You can do it.
Sure.
So thinking about the most ordinary thing in the time that we have left to talk about, because that talk was an hour long, we really need to just simply talk about prayer.
Okay.
You know, and how to have our family consistently in prayer in the summertime. And there are so many things that we can do, because prayer is helping us grow in our relationship with Jesus.
Sure.
It's helping us come to know Jesus. Mm-hmm. So how do we do that? Sacred Scripture, to me, is one of the greatest forms of prayer for children, because it tells a story.
Yes.
It's telling this love story of salvation. So praying through Scripture, helping your children continue the road to prayers that they're learning in Parish School of Religion or in their Catholic schools.
Right.
I used to buy my kids little workbooks. I mean, they were like, okay, Mom, really workbooks?
And I'm
like, summer workbooks are fun
because
there's a lot of coloring.
Okay.
Other ideas that I threw back with these parents, or like have a prayer book, prayer and sacred art. We were just talking
about sacred art. Yes.
You know, opportunities to go online and look at sacred art, or actually go to neighboring churches and look at the sacred art, look at the Stations of the Cross.
And there is some beautiful stuff out there
and
when it comes to art.
Yes,
I mean, beautiful.
Extraordinary.
Locally, I mean, I just can't believe what New Orleans has alone.
I know.
It
even just like St. Louis Cathedral,
yes.
you know, and going through all of the churches that are a little bit older and that are just gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Just a little day trip, you know, to go through there. Also, family table prayers, you know, rosary. Even if a family's not used to praying the rosary, you know, 10 Hail Marys.
Sure.
To start something out really, really easy. Adoration. Yes, please take your children to adoration. Yes.
Well,
it teaches
silence and patience.
Yes.
And that's something that's really needed.
Even
nowadays.
If it's just 10 minutes.
10
you
minutes
know,
of 10 silence
minutes.
And patience, yes.
There's prayer jars. You can make a prayer jar and put different intentions in it. You can pull out an intention every day and pray for other people. Homemade cards and prayer cards for neighbors and friends and elderly, those that are sick. I love things like for our children.
Yes.
Even we can do that. In the good old vacation Bible school and summer camps, and we're about to have a story about summer camps. You know, vacation Bible school is awesome, but also volunteer for vacation Bible school too.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
if
you're sending your children, you can take time off of work to do that.
I will say that about vacation Bible school. It's one of my favorite times of year because all my grandbabies perform their little hand motions and sing for me. You know,
the music sticks with you for a lifetime, for a lifetime. But then also just growing in relationship, not only with Jesus and with God through prayer, but with each other. So like be together. There's no homework, right? We don't have homework in the summer, hopefully not. So I find that walking and talking is something that goes hand in hand. Think about Emmaus, the road to Emmaus. Like the two disciples were walking and talking, and Jesus came alongside and started talking with them. So I find that some of our most beautiful conversations are when we're taking a walk. You know, so to get outside
and
to take a walk, get into nature. There was a story on Sunrise Morning Show this morning about getting outside. Mm-hmm. Attend reconciliation. You know, take your family to reconciliation and you yourself personally to take some time once a month to go visit and participate in the sacraments. And mainly, of course, Mass on Sundays. But if you can get in daily Mass, that is life-changing as well. To let your children understand that Mass on Sundays pours into our week.
Are you
tons
kidding?
Of things
That's
that
the
we
music?
Can do.
Oh, Dina.
I know, I know. And
we
the growing and works
continued.
Of mercy.
Huh?
I know, yeah. We can do this again and continue in the beginning of June. So much to do.
Thank you. Thank you
so
for coming
much.
Back.
And thank you all for what you do. Thank you so much. May St. Clair continue to pour her prayers upon you and continue this great mission of Catholic Radio. We just love you guys.
We'll be right back. Speaking of summer, we're going to talk summer camps on Wake Up.
It is 48 past the hour. You're tuning your heart to the truth on Wake Up this morning. I'm Gabby Smith, along with Johnny Abair and David Dawson. And we were talking to Dina Dow with the Diocese of Baton Rouge before the break on having a faith-filled summer. And I know as a child, I had wonderful summers filled with tons of activities, whether it was being a part of the swim team for many years or even joining summer camps, Vacation Bible School. We were talking about that earlier, David. One of my favorite memories as a kid. But Donnie Midkiff joins us today. He's a camp director and Brother Martin High School in New Orleans alumni, and he's going to be talking about their upcoming Crusader summer camps. Good morning, Donnie. Thank you for being with us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having us on. I really appreciate the opportunity to tell everyone about our wonderful opportunity this summer.
Well, you're giving parents some great ideas because we're thinking about, okay, what are we going to do this summer? Maybe we have that vacation plan, but in between, how are we going to get the kids occupied, but also get, you know, the brains continuing to move, the gears moving, and not becoming a couch potato with video games and TVs
exactly.
and everything. So, Donnie, tell us a little bit about the summer camps being offered.
Sure. So we offer, I mean, I don't, to be humble about it, but we really offer everything. We have two basic types of camps that we offer throughout the summer. First, we have a regular summer camp. This is our Crusader camp. It's our most widely attended camp. It runs for 6 weeks straight. Parents have the flexibility or the option to sign up for one, two, or as many weeks as they want. They can mix and match. I believe that we're incredibly fairly priced, only $150 for the entire week. We do offer discounts for extra weeks. We offer discounts for multiple campers. And it's a general summer camp with a concentration that campers get to pick in the morning. So, you know, you were mentioning, you know, some kids like sports. You said you like swimming when you were younger. Well, our kids get the opportunity to pick what they want. So, for example, week two, we're offering football, STEM, and art. So if we got those athletic kids that want to come in and play football, they get to pick that.
Oh, that
if we
is
have
cool.
More STEM, yeah, if we have more STEM-driven children, then they get to participate with our science department chair, building rockets, race cars, or they can go work with our art teacher and develop new mediums of art.
That's a big, I think Dave wants to say
I want to do all of that. Golly. No, but I love the idea that you can come in and pick what you want to do that day.
I agree.
So this is a day camp, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
It's a day camp. The official hours are from 9 to 3, but we do offer morning care. And, you know, a lot of the parents that we have, even of students at the school and especially the campers, they work. You know, they work hard and they want to send their kids to good opportunities at school and summer camps. So we do offer morning care free of charge for any parents that need to drop their kids off at 7:30 or after that. So we kind of offer that service to them. And then we actually stay open in aftercare all the way till 5. So, you know, when I have three children myself, and I didn't quite understand the strain that kids' schedules puts on parents. But, you know, we went from 0 kids to 3 kids in 4 years. So my wife and I, we really had to learn on the ropes there.
That is so helpful for working parents. Donnie, is it for boys and girls, this summer camp?
It is for boys ages 6 through 12. And you don't have to be a sibling or a student of any Catholic high school in the area. This is open for all students of any ages 6 to 12.
I love it. So you have athletics, art, band, STEM, theater, weekly field trips, and more. I mean, that sounds like a dream summer camp. I absolutely love that one.
It is pretty cool. We could increase the age if you guys want. I mean, I'm sure I could
talk
to myself
to.
And make that happen.
I'm ready to launch a rocket.
Oh my gosh, that sounds amazing. Okay, let's talk about your new summer camp this year, the Outdoor Wilderness one. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so this is a lot of fun. You know, Brother Martin asked me to take over summer camp probably about 4 years ago. I think this is my fifth year doing it. And, you know, I'm always looking for ways to get different kids involved. You know, I mean, not every kid is going to want to play football, baseball, basketball every week, every day of the summer. And so at Brother Martin, one of the things that we do in our school environment is we have, close to 60 different extracurricular activities. Basically, there's literally something for every student here. And I wanted to translate that into our summer camp program. So every year I try to add something that allows kids who maybe have other interests to become active and be participant in. And so we actually have a couple of Eagle Scout members that are on our faculty staff. And so they are going to be running this Outdoor Wilderness program. And I'm really, really excited about it. It's actually gotten a lot of turnout so far, too.
That's amazing. You know, you can always count on the Brothers of the Sacred Heart to give top-notch summer camps over at St. Stanislaus in Bay St. Louis. They have their infamous summer camp sailing and everything like that, and so many people attend it. So if you're in the New Orleans area, this Brother Martin summer camp may be the one for you as well. But that's amazing. So what is the price for that? Is that simultaneously in the summer as well as the Crusader camp?
It is. So, you know, again, when you're a parent, I'm sure you guys have come across this. It feels like schools are, you know, not to their fault, but it's $5 here, $10 there, $15 there. And so I tried my best to incorporate all of that into the cost. So parents will pay a one-time $25 registration fee, and with that they get all their shirts, the water bottles, the bags for summer camp. And then it's just $150 per week. And so, you know, you break that down, it's $30 a day, and you could theoretically use us from 7:30 to 3:30, which I don't know many babysitters that will do that, you know. But it's a lot of fun. And, you know, to go back on a point you just mentioned, Gabby, about the Brothers of the Sacred Heart, I actually unknowingly to myself, I had my introduction to this when I was a sophomore at LSU. A friend of mine reached out and said, hey, you should go work Stanislaus summer camp. And so not knowing who really what Stanislaus was, I went over there and had the time of my life. And so it's really cool that I'm able to kind of come back full circle now and help out Brother Martin.
It's amazing how many kids from New Orleans go to the Stanislaus summer camp and just how it engages students and gets their mind working. And I absolutely love this. So they're going to have special lunches on Friday. It's a safe environment for children. They get a t-shirt, water bottle, sports bag. So what is the deadline to sign up for these summer camps?
Sure. So we do keep registration open all throughout the summer. We understand that parents' schedules change, and sometimes they change faster than they realize. So, you know, we would like registration to be completed as early as possible, but it's open now, and it won't close until the week before the week of summer camp. So, and parents can change all the time. We don't have a cancellation fee. You know, I get it. If a kid's summer camp plans change and they need to alter their weeks, that's fine, no problem. We'll make the adjustments, we'll give the refund. But you know, if it's week three of summer camp and a parent wants to sign up for week four, we'll gladly let them sign up.
Amazing. Wow. Donnie, and as a parent, I appreciate that because we have had that flexibility of picking and choosing weeks and everything like that. And some of the best memories of my life are summer camps like you're describing here. Donnie Midkiff, Camp Director and Brother Martin High School alumni, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you all very much. Have a blessed day.
Definitely. Definitely check that out. This sounds like a dream summer camp for boys.
Sign me up. I'm ready.
That is so cool. That's out there. That is great.
Yes, definitely. I know that the Clarion Herald also has various other summer camps in the Archdiocese of New Orleans that you can check out, clarionherald.org as well. So lots of things. Definitely something to think about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, between Dina and Donnie, lots of summer ideas out there.
That's right. I'm ready. Bring it on.
Yeah, that's right. Well, let's move forward on this day to get ready. Let's close out in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. O Lord, as we go forward this day, help us to remember that we are your hands, your feet, your body in the world, a world that's lost its way. But you are the way, the truth, and the life. With tenderness, with mercy, and in our deeds, may we bring truth to those confused by the evil one, healing to those hurting, and peace to the anxious, and courage to our brothers and sisters to remain steadfast in being an example of Christian holiness and virtue. May everything we do bring glory to your name. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow at 7 a.m. Central Time. Sister Tracy Dugas joins us, David Dawson Jr. from the Diocese of Home and Thibodaux, and Katie Prejean McCready with Ave Explores, the Eucharist podcast. Have a wonderful Wednesday. God bless.
Wake Up is a production of Catholic Community Media.